Christianity is the only religion in the world and in history to affirm and embrace that there is only one true God, and that in the one true God, there are three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We call it the doctrine of the Trinity. The reason the church has affirmed and embraced the doctrine of the Trinity is not because there's a paragraph on the Trinity or a sentence that states the doctrinal precision of the Trinity. The reason the church has always embraced this doctrine and affirmed it and shed blood over it is because the Bible teaches unwavering that there is one and only one true and living God, and that the Father is God, and the Son is God, and the Spirit is God, and they are distinct persons. That's what you find in the Bible, over and over again, spread out over all the books and all the chapters, is there's one God. There's a Father, and He is God. There's a Son, and He is God. There's a Spirit, and He is God. And they are not conflated into one person, but three distinct persons relating to each other as persons, and yet one God. That's just what you find in the Bible. The only reason we embrace the doctrine of the Trinity is because we're so bent, rightly so, on seeing the Bible whole. We want to get it all together. We want to affirm the totality of what the Bible says about God. And so we're driven by the sheer reality of what we see in the Bible to say there is one God and only one God. And the Father is God, and the Son is God, and the Spirit is God, and they are not the same. They are persons in their own right, but one God. Now, if that perplexes you, as it perplexes many, keep this in your mind. You're not God. You are a creature of this God. And you are in no position to dictate to Him the way He ought to be. God is absolute reality. We are contingent and dependent. God absolutely is. He never came into being. He always was. He never became. Nobody ever made Him the way He was. There is absolutely no reason that He is the way He is. There is no explanatory data or facts outside of Him that caused Him to be the way He is. He is what you've got to deal with in reality. And therefore, our role is not to tell Him how it is, but to learn how it is. And then adapt our little finite minds and hearts to the way He is and the way He's made us, so that we bring our minds and our lives into conformity to reality. Namely, God.